The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
Hello and good morning. She can be seen regularly on MTV UK and on I'm a Celebrity. And tomorrow night she will co-host the IFTAs, the Irish Film and Theatre Awards, with actor Simon Delaney. And she's a proud Wicklow woman too. Laura Whitmore, good morning.
Good morning to you, John. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And how's life treating you, Laura?
Sure, it's not too bad. Can't complain. It's great to be home for a bit now, and we're all very excited about tomorrow, so it's going to be good.
Yes, and was it a straightforward matter? Once they rang you about doing the gig tomorrow night, you gratefully accepted.
I did. You know, I didn't really have to think about it because my agent contacted me and said, oh, there's this thing at home that they're asking if you want to co-host. And I just said yes straight away because I've been to the IFTAs before, and it's a brilliant event, and it's great kind of celebration of Irish talent. And you know what? It's a good party as well. So just to present an award one year and then to host co-host it another year is great. So it's just brilliant. Didn't even have to think about it, John.
And have you been talking to your co-host, Simon Delaney?
Yeah, we have. We've been hanging out because I've been home for a few days now. So we've been kind of working on scripts and back and forth and just kind of doing a bit of rehearsing. And there's a lot of fun going on as well. Simon's a great guy, and there's a lot of giggles. So we're going to have to, you know, be a little bit professional on the night and all. But it is going to be a lot of fun.
And Laura, I'm just thinking the last time we spoke to you on the show, it's probably
a while ago, isn't it?
A couple of years at least. And you had landed the job with MTV, and you were looking forward with great enthusiasm to doing it. And ever since, your profile has got so big that you're probably the most photographed Irish woman today.
Oh, I don't know. It kind of comes in waves. So, you know, some days, I suppose certain times of the year, you're probably busier than other times, which is the way it is with TV. But it's been going well for the last few years. And if I'm honest with you, I absolutely love it. Like, I'm very lucky to love what I do and do it. And kind of just going to keep on chucking and see how it goes. But I think around 5 years ago that I think I was asked speaking to you. So it's been a while.
Well, maybe three. The show's only on the air three and a half. So maybe something.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's 5 years since I've been doing the MTV thing. So that's kind of fun.
Okay. And Laura, I'm just, you know, you seem like you're enjoying it. But does it ever get to you, the fact that the paparazzi sort of follow your movements?
I think on one hand I was lucky because I feel like I have been doing it a while, and I'm used to kind of interviewing people all the time. So I see the other side of it. So I remember like interviewing Katy Perry before she kind of made it big. And then you kind of see the progression and you see suddenly she's being followed more. So I've kind of witnessed that side. It gets a bit strange when then suddenly if I get pictured and stuff like that, because I'm like, what are you picturing me for? But it's okay. There's been some occasions, I suppose, when you're at events and you get pictured, that's fine. It's kind of when it's more your personal stuff and you get followed around a bit. But it's, you know what, London is a big city and people care about other people more than me. So it's not too bad.
And even when you come to Dublin, they're interested in what you're getting up to.
Yeah, but I think there's about two paps in Dublin, is there? So it's not too bad.
No.
I can cope with it. And so it's fine. And everyone, you know what, that's the difference between London and Dublin. Like London, I love living there and all, but it's kind of very sterile in a way, and you don't kind of chat to people on the street. While at home, like, you're walking through town and sure, everyone's chatting to you, and it's quite nice and homely, and no one really gives you any problems.
So is it a relief sometimes to get home?
It is nice, yeah. It's funny, you just walk down the street and you kind of see everyone you know and all. So it is nice to get home for a bit.
And I'm just thinking, though, in recent weeks, they not only take your picture, but they've been speculating about your romantic life.
I wouldn't even get involved in that, though, because that's less than speculate all they like.
I know, because the most recent example I can think of it is...
I'm not even going there, John.
Okay, well, I'll mention his name anyway. Paolo Nutini, you're at his gig, and suddenly everybody was saying, you know, adding two and two together, perhaps. And
I know. And the thing is, with my job, I go to gigs every week, so I must be going out with someone different every week, so, you know.
And do you never tire of it, no?
Sometimes, I suppose, I don't know, I'm just a girl like anyone else trying to get on with life and stuff, so life is hard enough, and things are hard enough without everyone else kind of guessing what you're doing. So, sometimes you're just like, oh God, just kind of, it's a bit of a pain, but you know what, this is kind of a small little negative thing that I have to cope with to do the job that I love.
Yeah.
I'll take it, you know.
So do you not read then the stories about yourself? Do your friends tell you about them? Do your family tell you about them? Or what do you do? What
No. I suppose sometimes you get a call from the mother going, are you going out with this person? You never told me. I'm like, stop reading the paper. But you kind of take with a pinch of salt. And I think my friends and family know to take things with a pinch of salt. And a lot of things in the paper kind of contradict each other as well. So it's not too bad. You know, I've seen it from the other side, because I've been so used to interviewing people and witnessing other people kind of experience a much worse kind of version of what I've ever experienced. You kind of learn just to cope with it. So.
That's something that you have to accept as part of what you do. And you mentioned you mentioned your mammy.
Yes, she always gets mentioned. She hates it. She goes, stop talking about me.
Well, your mammy, I think, made her own mind up that she was going with you tomorrow night. There was no, I don't think you had any choice in the matter, had you?
I've got a few tickets, so I have a few people coming with me. But she, when I said, I think Monday the IFTA, she's like, oh, great, I've got a dress. And I'm like, well, I haven't told you if I'm going to do it or not. But she came at me before, I think around 2 years ago, 3 years ago, she came at me when I was presenting an award, and she loved it. So I have to get her. I don't get to go home that much as well. So it's quite nice to, when I go home, bring a few friends out, bring the mammy out and kind of show them a little bit of that side of it all.
So is it a gang from Bray that you're bringing with you?
I have a few friends. Not everyone from Bray, but there's a few friends. And there's a lot of people there. As I said, like, you know yourself, everyone kind of knows everyone in Ireland. So there's a lot of friends who are going to it anyway. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And can I ask you a very straightforward fashion question? What will you be wearing?
Wow.
What will you be wearing, Laura?
Do you know what, John? Everyone probably thinks I know well in advance what I'm doing. I'm one of those. I'm like most girls that they kind of decide literally before they leave the house. I have an idea of what I'm wearing. I have probably a choice, so I'm going to see how I feel on the day. But there will be an Irish element to it, so kind of representing.
It'll be an Irish designer.
And it will be a dress.
Yes,
I can reveal it will be a dress.
Yeah, because you do wear Irish designer outfits proudly.
Oh, yeah, of course, we've got some great, like, Irish talent, so it's always kind of nice to represent. And I love wearing, I suppose, Irish designers in the UK as well, because it kind of makes me a bit more unique, that maybe people see clothes they haven't seen before and stuff. So, it's always good to represent, and particularly at the IFTAs as well, to some degree.
Yeah, I'm just reading, actually, when it comes to fashion, this is one example of the scrutiny of what you wear. This is from the Style Notebook in the Sunday Independent. Now, have you read this already?
Oh.
Anyway,
no, I haven't.
Yes, I'll read it out anyway, because you obviously were wearing something very fetching. Metallic leather is a trend that not everyone can make work. It was a stroke of genius on Laura Whitmore's part to take the potential tackiness out of it with this crisp white shirt. Her nude Mary Janes are a lovely alternative to the now boring beyond belief nude patent peep toe shoe. Not everyone can carry off such a short skirt length, so we have given you the option of something a little bit more forgiving.
Ah, oh, can you translate that, John?
I haven't a notion. I haven't a notion what they're talking about. I'll have to dig out the photograph. So,
basically, you should give metallic leather a go, John. Is what I'm saying. On trend, give it a go. You look great. Full
yeah, well, it sounds leather. Yes, metallic leather. Here we come. And that must be a little. I don't want to highlight the pains in your life, but if every time you go out, you're being judged on what you're wearing. That must be a bit tiresome as well.
I know it is. It's kind of fun though. Like, I do, I suppose for work things, it is fun to dress up, and I do really enjoy fashion, so it's good. But not everyone's always going to like what you wear and things like that. And
I find that as well.
You know, it's just, you know, sometimes someone's going to say, oh, that's a lovely event, and someone else will hate it. And then a part of my job as well, same with the tomorrow night, you know, you had this gorgeous dress with a gorgeous silhouette, and then because you're working, you've got a mic pack in your back, and you've got an earpiece, and you've got wires coming out, so there's a bit of practicality to when it comes to fashion as well, unfortunately, with the job.
That doesn't help the look necessarily. Now,
it doesn't help the look, no.
But, of course, we have a very significant thing happening next week. We will have President Higgins and his wife Sabina heading to England on the first official visit of a head of state. Will you be at any stage catching up with the President and the Queen?
Well, no, the President will be in attendance tomorrow night. At the IFTAs. I'm actually off to LA next week, so I'm going to be gone.
You're going to miss it. And what do
yeah,
you do?
I was the Queen didn't invite me to the house.
Did she not?
No, but I'm actually onto them. I know. I'm going to... Well, I did. I was doing the single Prince Charles last week, so, you know, I'll take that instead. But no, I didn't get my invite. But I'm actually working in Coachella as a music festival over in Palm Springs.
Oh.
So I'm off to LA on Wednesday.
It's a tough job. It's a tough job.
It's a terrible job, John, isn't it?
Yes, and I know that there is...
It's not all glamour.
No, I note the president will be getting a special award for his contribution to film and theatre and TV.
He will be
in the country
night, yeah.
Tomorrow night. That his role, especially as Minister for Arts, is going to be acknowledged. So, Laura, you're going to LA next week. Have you any other plans on the horizon?
Yes, I'm in LA for about 2 weeks, doing some stuff out there, and then I am going to be actually doing some stuff with the Eurovision in Copenhagen after that. That's next month, so I'm filming for that for a channel. So yeah.
Oh, I see.
So
for what channel?
It's for BBC Three, so yeah, so should be fun. I've never gone to the Eurovision before, so should be interesting.
And are you going to be doing commentary on them?
Doing some live stuff there, yeah. So yeah, should be good fun.
Great. Well, enjoy yourself. And it sounds
I'll be representing for Ireland there, though. I'll have to kind of make sure that I get my mention in for them.
Good.
Although I don't know who's the Irish act.
Oh God, no! I should know that off the top of my head, shouldn't I? I should.
But we both should know that.
Yes,
we both should know that.
They have a dancing group anyway within them. We'll get the name. I'll remember them when you're gone. Anyway, okay. The IFTAs take place tomorrow night, and they're going to be covered live on RTE One Television at, I think it's 9:35 or 9:45. Anyway, you can check that in the RTE guide. But Laura, good luck tomorrow night. And
thanks very much.
Enjoy yourself in Palm Springs in LA if you can.
I will. Don't forget the metallic leather now. Get yourself a suit.
I'm going out to the shops straight away. Thanks, Laura. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.